Good morning, it's February 21st. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title, Practicality. You have heard that it was said to people long ago, "You shall not commit murder, and anyone who commits murder will be subject to judgment. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment." Matthew 5:21-22. G.K. Chesterton lived in the late 19th and early 20th centuries in England. He was famous in his own time as a theologian, literary and art critic, and comedian. Known as the Prince of Paradox, he was well known for often making his point by turning popular sayings, proverbs, and allegories upside down and inside out. Here's a tiny taste of his wit. Obviously, the reason angels can fly is they take themselves lightly. Or, the poets have been mysteriously silent on the subject of cheese. And a taste of his beliefs. Tolerance is the virtue of the man without conviction. The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. And a taste of his observations on life. The world will never starve for wonders, but only for want of wonder. I maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. Or one sees great things from the valley, only small things from the peaks. Today, the few that are familiar with Chesterton are either well-read or they watch the Father Brown Mysteries on Netflix, of which he was the author. If you have read or seen the tales and travails of Father Brown, then you have a better idea of Chesterton's remarkable mind. His most famous work, comparable to C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity, is called Orthodoxy, and every Christian should read it once in their lifetimes. In his 50s, as a well-respected newspaper columnist and theologian, he was once asked by a reporter, "If you were to be stranded on a desert island, all alone in the middle of the ocean, and you could have only one book salvaged from the wreckage, what would it be?" All, of course, expected his answer to be the Bible, and the only speculation was to what translation he would prefer. Chesterton reportedly tilted his head, gave the matter a moment's consideration, and then responded, "I believe I should think Lewis Brown's Guide to Practical Shipbuilding would suit nicely." One of the last 500 years' most erudite theologians offered a valuable lesson by his response. Chesterton, like Christ, advocates practical approaches to life, not religiosity leading to empty ritual. Yes, Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, certainly used hyperbole. God doesn't actually expect you to pluck out your eye if you look at a member of the opposite sex lustfully. He's not threatening you with hell for yelling at your brother. He understands that simply proscribing sin isn't practical, because it doesn't work on humans. But he does want you to understand that it's not the breaking of the rule that is to be avoided, but the orientation of your heart that allows you to break the rule in the first place. Jesus isn't saying that you are going to hell for adultery or for arguing with your brother. He's saying that if you follow him, you will move toward extinguishing your desire to do anything hurtful, because that's not part of loving each other, and that's not part of treating others the way you would like to be treated. And following him includes being already forgiven when you fail. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to live among us so that you have felt our temptations, you know our joys and our sorrows, and for offering us a practical solution. Faith in you gains us the Holy Spirit, who will guide us into all truth, and consequently to the peace and joy that we all seek. Amen. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.